At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Be Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are going to continue on with your phone calls. And, Laffy, I don't have the call thing up. Screen with me, so who are we going to next? Let's go to, I don't know. I don't see no names on this thing.
Here, I gotcha.
I never thought I'd say this, but I missed Jeff.
Huh?
Because I'm using my IFB instead, and my earpiece just fell out. But don't worry. I'm on it. All right, we're back.
This one's a big one fall.
JR, take it easy. Yo, it was so cold last night and windy. My ears on television at 1 in the morning just looked gigantic. I looked like Rudolph, except instead of
nose,
they
don't look like that normally?
They were bright red, Brian.
Okay.
JR the Hater's on the line.
What's up, Hater?
What's up, JR?
What's up, fellas? How are you? How was your Thanksgiving?
Good.
It was good, man. How was yours?
Good. It was ended, honestly, I was thrilled with last night. Like, the fact that we saw a team that, as Commanders fans, we could be proud of. Because, like, the previous 6 or 7 weeks, let's be honest, no one was proud to be a Commanders fan after showing of whatever the heck we were watching, especially, like, Seattle and the list goes on, Dallas, all that stuff. And I have to say, a defense that not much changed in the offseason, having all kinds of injuries now, the Dan Quinn stepped up. And in 2 weeks, you could see a huge difference in, like, defense against one of the best teams in football right now. Like, you got to give mad props to Dan Quinn as a defensive guru because it shone through. But, like, I have to go back because, like, I called you guys last year. And I was like, guys, what's up with this defense? Is it coaching or players? And you guys were like, no, it's players. It's not coaching. Yet last year's defense in the fourth quarter was the worst defense. And then we had a horrible defense. Why did he wait till now? Like, I want to trust Dan Quinn as the head coach. But why does it take over 2 seasons of bad defense for him to, like, you know what, I should probably step up and do something? This should have been done, like, week 2, week 3, or the end of last year, in the offseason, something along those lines. And so, like, clearly a defensive guru. Clearly he can motivate and push, like, the right buttons sometimes. Where was the pushing the right buttons a few weeks ago? Or was the defense just so bad?
So
pushing
JR,
the buttons didn't matter. Who knows?
I think it's fair, dude. I mean, I've been saying it for a couple weeks now that you can question the timeline of it. I think that's legitimate. I think, though, this is one of those situations you take the good with the bad, because what DQ has made clear is that he considers himself like a developer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about wanting to develop his staff as well as his players. And I think he and Joe Witt have this incredibly close relationship. They've been coaching together multiple years, probably close to a decade if I had to do the math. And I think he saw his role was to develop Joe as a DC and maybe get him a head coaching opportunity down the line. And I think in this situation, it didn't work. But I think that loyalty and that mindset is what makes his players go out last night at 3-8 and scratch and claw and for everything. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, in spite of having touchdowns called back on ridiculous calls.
Right.
Like, now, for me here in Boston, in New England, where I watch friggin' Belichick, the defensive guru, time and time again, step in all the time. Like, for me, that's probably why I've been screaming about it, because I saw how a head coach could step in and support, like, the defensive coaches without throwing them under the bus or calling them out or whatever, but really being involved, you know, with that while developing, you know. So maybe I'm more used to seeing a head coach, obviously, you know, one of the best, like, ever, step in, defensive guru like this, where I'm really expecting Dan Quinn to be like, he should have done this beforehand. There's, in spite of, like, injuries, this team should have at least four or five more wins. If he had done this early in the year, we're playing football. Like,
but the, based off of what you're saying, just to buck back a little bit against you, they haven't won a game since he started calling it still, though.
That's true.
So, I mean, I understand what you're saying. It's not a guarantee that they were going to win those four or five games, what you're saying. And then coaches don't just fire people like crazy these days. Normally when a person is fired, it's when management gets involved, to be totally honest with you.
Yep.
I think.
No. And I don't think Joe should be fired at all. Like, I like how they handled it. Like, that was credit. I mean, that was integrity. That was character, which is why I like Dan Quinn. But, like, I think you Finley said this earlier in, like, the show, like, after you guys did a great interview with Theismann, but, like, the entire idea of, like, why wasn't he doing this behind the scenes? Why wasn't he doing this in practice? Like, you even needed to outwardly announce, I'm demoting him, I'm taking over. Hey, we're changing things up, we're doing stuff, Joe, we've got this, you know. You didn't even announce it because Joe's still there. Like, a lot of these things that are happening the last 2 weeks could have easily happened without throwing anyone under the bus and whatnot. And so, like, that's where my frustration is, because, like, I mean, I run a company. And then, like, Finley, I force my guys to listen to Christmas music starting today until Christmas on the job sites and whatnot, because I don't hate Christmas. However, you know, you still, he's got to run the company.
I don't hate Christmas, dude. It's just it's a lot of music.
I know, I'm joking.
Thanks for the call,
bro. I have a box marked Christmas books, too.
So. I appreciate it, man. Take care.
God bless.
All right, man.
I don't hate Christmas. We got four hours a day for 4 weeks before Christmas. You tell me every rejoin is going to be
just do what you normally
Elvis.
Do. Ignore everything around
just
you.
Stand
just
in
do
the
what
hallway
you do.
Until we're back in a segment. Let's go to Drew in Forestville. What's up, Drew?
Hey, JP. Hey, be missed. Love both of you guys.
Appreciate you.
I know it's Misery Monday, but, you know, it was a tough game to watch last night. And I just want to say that I'm glad that somebody let Chris Rodriguez out of the witness protection program and let him run the football. We need to do more of that to be successful. Also, I'm proud of Marcus Mariota. He did all he can do. Of course, he's not Jaden, but he's doing what he can do. And I'm proud of the defense. I'm glad of what they did. It was good to see Bobby Wagner get that interception. He read it. He reacted. When I played football, that's what my coaches told me to do, read and react, and he made a play. Also, I just want to say I'm thinking about Mr. Josh Harris, Magic Johnson, and the rest of the ownership group. I hope that they keeping their heads up, you know, because they have to run around and be seen, and people talk about them. So thank you for taking my call.
Thanks,
love
dude.
You, B-Mitch.
Right.
Waiting for you to get the Hall of Fame, B-Mitch. I'm coming to Ohio when you get there.
All right, man.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. There's a big part of me that, like, it's tough to just be proud of effort in a loss. You know what I mean? Like, ultimately, it's a results-driven business. But I think it was so obvious the impact Terry McLaurin makes offensively. And it just opened so much up in that game. You know who looked a lot better? Debo.
You know, which in turn, that what Terry helps the offense helps defense.
Totally.
But you said they went on an 18-play drive, right? Who's sitting on the sideline of 18 plays resting?
If
you look at how things have been, it's been three and out, four and out, three and out, four and out. Defense always on the field. when you're tired as hell, you can't really, really go out there and play and produce.
Their possessions last night, in the first possession of the game, was 10 plays. This is crazy. They had a 10-play drive for 35 yards that ended in a punt. But still, it was a 10-play drive. They had the ball for about 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Their first touchdown drive was 11 plays for 68 yards. Even the interception that Marcus threw was a 9-play drive. Then early, to start the second half, they had the 10-play 72-yarder, the 18-play field goal drive at the end of regulation, and then the 11-play 70-yard drive to score in overtime. The complimentary football last night worked in a way it hasn't all year, frankly. Let's go to Jacob is in Davidsville. What's up, Jake?
Hey, B. Mitch, JP. Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, guys. How you doing?
We're good, dude.
Man, I love this show. I love y'all's passion for this team, and I'm hyped. I'm feeling good. It's been a while since I've been able to put some smiles on the face watching this team. It's a source of joy for me and my family. We've been fans forever watching B. Mitch play. And Marcus Mariota is the best backup quarterback in the NFL. He gets a contract for next year for what he did last night. Burks, give him another contract for that catch that he did last night. These guys' effort last night, I agree with Joe Theismann. That was a great segment, by the way. You guys, that was really awesome. This team came out and showed up. We needed that. It's like, man, I'm feeling great being around family and Thanksgiving, and then I get to watch my team compete with one of the best teams in the NFL. 3-18 goes up against a 9-2 team. Nobody gave us a chance, but Dan Quinn got the boys ready. They went out there and they played, and it was great to watch. I'm feeling great about this. I mean, it's the best possible outcome. You lost by 1 point, but you went out there and you did your thing. You went for 2 points, and a matter of inches is a win or a loss. And that's what this game comes down to. I love this show. I love this team. I'm feeling great about next week. Let's go in there. Let's punch the Vikings in the mouth. And let's go beat some divisional teams.
All right.
Love this team.
Appreciate that, brother.
Appreciate the call, man. I got to check in with Jim Andrew Mullins real quick. Landy, are you surprised by the level of positivity coming off a loss in a team that's 3-9?
Honestly, not. I was watching the game last night, and I felt pretty good about it. Obviously, I wanted them to win, but they actually looked like a team that I could enjoy watching for the first time in a couple of months. You know, they were just getting their asses kicked with all those blowout wins, and then that game in Spain was. I know it was close. I mean, it went to overtime, but it wasn't a good game. Yeah. No, that was a bad game.
No.
Like frankly, like most of the European games are, it was a bad game. But it was fun watching them last night. And you know, to be totally honest with you, they could have easily kicked the extra point there and extended the game. But they went for the win. It was an aggressive move. It didn't work out. But you know, like they're 3-8. The season's essentially over. I kind of like the fact that they just YOLO'd it, and it was fun to watch.
I honestly think
I was asking for that go for two.
I think had they kicked and then lost, people would feel way worse about it.
It would be a lot of people destroying.
Put your chips in the middle of the table and go for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I
was happy they did.
Me too.
Because I had to sit outside in the cold.
Let's go to Deacon, the one and only. Deacon, what's up, man?
Oh, man, baby, we had a game last night, baby. So I just want to say, I don't know. We got to do something about that zone, man. I don't know. We got to bring on board some puppies or dogs, really, that are puppies that can take the place of these guys that are on the front line. Like, no disrespect to nobody, B. I'm a warrior. No disrespect to Bobby Wagner. He's not our zone man. He comes in to relieve the guy and you know, adds that spark. But we need a dog out there that can go, like, you know, 60 minutes or 40 minutes covering zone coverages. And, you know, he's not the only weak link in the chain. I also think that Mariota, you just need to go somewhere and learn how to throw the ball over somebody that's jumping. You did a great job last night, man. But don't forget, you know, games are won in inches. Yeah, I mean, so just a few more inches over the top of that guy jumping. That was home base. That was touchdown all the way. So, you know, good game, though. I ain't mad at nobody. You know, we got a 3-8 record. Let's get some new dogs up in here. Let's get some hungry puppies. Let's go out and get some of them boys that's playing ball, that's throwing their body, and learning how to read defenses and offenses so that we can win some games.
All right, brother.
Appreciate you, Deke. Fired up?
Yes, sir.
Puppies, right?
Folks are fired up,
some
man.
Puppies in here, baby. But you know what, though? I just think that you can be a person where you go into the season with an expectation, and then things go wrong, and you can keep expecting what you thought at the beginning of the season, even though you see things have happened that no longer it's no longer there. Or you can start to say, okay, how are they going to fix this thing? Because for me, I'm looking at this year, it ain't finna happen. And next year, I don't want to be thinking about this year. I hope they learn everything they need to learn moving forward, to where we don't experience this one again. You know what I mean? And when you start seeing the growth 2 weeks ago, and then now, last night, you expect things to start getting better. You got, what, 5 more games left?
5.
5 games left, and then we will be discussing the offseason, because it's going to be here. It's going to be among us. And then you got to worry about how to take what you have and make sure you get the best of what you have, so you could add little pieces to it and move forward. And a lot of those pieces need to be a little bit young.
Yeah. You know, I think there's like parallel tracks here with finishing the season strong,
yeah,
showing something.
Yes.
Versus what is probably a far more significant overhaul coming in the offseason than we saw last year. Yeah. I think last year they kind of tried to chase the success they had, didn't think big picture, and I think that will look a lot different this offseason. I'm gonna sneak one more in here. My man Steve's been on hold a while.
What's up, Steve?
What's up, Steven?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's happening?
Thank you for taking my call. Hey, Mitch, can we clone you for somebody back there, man? We can return punts or something, brother? Because if we had one more good guy that could do that more consistent, man. But let me tell you
put me back there. It won't look very good right now, I can tell you that.
Well, we can take what we can get, big brother. I appreciate you. Listen, let me tell you what my beef is. And I see this, and I've got some, we can look at this game and the last game with Detroit, that these officials, I don't know, man. It seems like you can't talk bad about them. I mean, they make bad calls. We always say that they can't win or lose a game, but what they can do is change the momentum in a game with a bad call. And I see this in the Detroit game where the dude hit Daron Page right in front of the ref, and the ref didn't throw a flag. This week, we got a guy who trips up a player with his foot. The referee must be 4 feet from him and don't throw the flag. It boggles my mind that, you know, we hold coaches accountable, we hold players accountable, but we don't hold the officials accountable. And it just get in my call when I see bad calls week after week, play after play, that nothing is being done. We have replay, but hey, it's only limited what they can do with replay. So that's where I'm really feeling this thing that that officials seem to be untouchable, or that they seem to be bigger than the game. The game should be bigger than officiating.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is bigger than the game.
Man, you sound just like me, to be honest with you. I look at officials and flight attendants the same way.
Yeah.
There are people that can walk into a situation with an attitude, and you're blamed for everything that you say. Everything that you can't respond in a negative way.
That's a remarkable.
I'm being real, bro.
And I love it.
Look, I walk on the airplane, and there's sometimes where you're being nice and you get that attitude. You're like, okay, don't say nothing back. A official can be pissed off, make the wrong call. You question him, and he could throw a flag on you because he think you were disrespectful. You know, they changed the flow of game, dog.
I had never thought of that. Yo, thank you, Steve. Good call, man. Appreciate you.
But like he said, no, they don't win a game. They don't lose a game, but they damn sure could change a game.
Sure.
And it's not, like I say it all the time in basketball, when you watch a referee call stuff early, you change the whole flow of the game. In football, if one guy is doing something and they're not calling him, and you do the same thing and you get called, the rest of the game you're worried, right?
Totally.
So they change the flow of games, and they do it. And this is the thing about it. A lot of these referees have been horrible this year. But you don't see them not refereeing the next week. They're out there again. You have crews who you know the personality of this crew is to call a bunch of BS.
It's trash.
And they call it all the time. They still put them out there, though. They don't change up anything about it.
Totally.
So the league has to find a way to, if you want to tell me, like people keep saying, man, the NFL rigged, didn't it? I'm like, the players damn sure not rigging nothing. If it's rigged, it's going to be rigged on another side. And only people could rig a game are the damn officials. So you better make sure that they're calling things on a consistent basis or people will start thinking some stuff, believe me, because they're already thinking it anyway.
Well said, Brian. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Keeping the phones open all day. So if you're there, just chill. We're good. But we did need to talk about something. Now, I was at the game, so I wasn't watching on television. But a ton of people were complaining about one specific thing on television.
Mm-hmm.
Lanville, tell me when you have the audio ready. Because this just seems weird to me. I think Mike Tirico is one of the best to do it. Just a really tremendous announcer. But did you hear about how people were...
I saw you talking last night on it. I saw you text it.
So Marcus Mariota, like, he's been in the NFL. Marcus Mariota's been like a household name for a number of years. I mean, this is a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, number two overall pick. He's 32 years old. Like, we've been watching Mariota play football at a really high level for 10, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty widely established how you say Marcus Mariota. And then my man Chris Collinsworth said this repeatedly.
And I do think Mariota at that point said,
Mariota.
Yeah. Give me one more time, Lanville.
And I do think Mariota at that point.
You know what happens, though, with Chris Collinsworth?
What is he doing?
Mariota probably told him the proper way of saying it. So, and I've been in these meetings where people give you little tidbits. And if the guy had been in the league for 8-9 years or so, and he'd been calling Mariota or Mariota, I'm going to keep calling you that. But when you tell me, oh, it's Mariota or whatever, I'm not going to go change it up. And I'm not going to try to one-up nobody. He tries to one-up people now. So I can see them telling him how they pronounce it back in this place. And he decides, okay, well, I'm going to call it how this is going to make me different. You're always looking for some angle in the call game.
It kind of reminded me of when the Browns were on Hard Knocks and we found out that everybody was saying Tyrod Taylor's name wrong.
What was it, Tyrod or something?
Tyrod, yeah. That was before he got stabbed in the lung by the Chargers team doctor. Justin Herbert got an opportunity to start.
The
doctor tried to put Tyrod in his lung.
I'm trying to think who it was. There was a Commanders player that had like a unique pronunciation of his name, and he was just like, yeah, I don't care. Say whatever. Like, some people just aren't worried about it.
Marcus Patton's name is Marvcus.
Yeah, with
Marvcus. I guarantee you nobody called him Marcus. Most called him Marcus, but he always tells Kenny, he said, man, B-Mitch is the only person to say my name right. Because I'm like, the V is, I'm sure the V is not solid. If his mama put a V there, he should want you to say the damn V. So I call him Marcus or MP. For sure.
Yeah. I have become, in situations like that, like Mark Fratto is the PA announcer at Northwest Stadium. I'm sure you probably met him. And I was talking with him, just kind of joking around pregame, and he was running through all the pronunciations of names, including the Broncos have a linebacker with a Wazarake. Something like that. I was like, call him OZ, dude. Sometimes, you know, the book I reference all the time, The Elements of Style, they say when you have a sentence or a paragraph that you just can't make flow, just write around it. Don't try to fix it. Just come up with a different way of saying it.
Yeah.
And maybe Collinsworth last night should have just gone with Commander's quarterback or number 8, just something different, man.
He's heard the name for years say it a certain way. Say that. Was Tirico doing it too?
I guess he was a little bit, and it seemed.
Yeah, they were both doing it.
That is exactly coming out of a damn production meeting.
So apparently Mariota pronounced it that way. You know how the guys say, like, Marcus Mariota, University of Oregon? He said Mariota, Oregon. So maybe, you know, 13 years into his career, Mariota's setting the record straight.
Let me hit you something straight, though, Jay. Like, you know, you get people with certain names and they have like the little symbol
the
above
accent,
it,
mark.
All that. If you write the name, are you putting that symbol above it? No. You don't know when. I don't know if it should go to the left or to the right. Sometime on the ease when you look at French stuff. You know, you don't know which way it's supposed to go, so why try it? You just write it the regular way, and we know what your name is, but they came out of the thing. Oh, we're going to do this different. Why? It makes you seem different than everybody else. So I understand why they do it, but I also think sometimes it's just people being pompous.
When I went to college, I tried to go by James.
But that's your name, dog.
It just didn't work. People just called me JP. I swear to God, people I never met just still called me JP.
College age people are lazy as hell. They don't call you the quickest thing they can call you. I wasn't called Brian Mitchell. My name was called B. Mitch or B. I'm either B. Mitch or B. That's it.
Some people call you Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch. I get Mitch too. But I tell them Mitch is my daddy. My dad was Mitch. And they started calling me B. Mitch. I don't want to be called.
Now you're G. Mitch.
No, I'm Pawpaw. I tried that G. Mitch thing. It doesn't work. Kids call you what the hell they want to call you.
Ike Dog on Twitter just said, it's like the Fogo people when you mispronounce Chow. What? Fogo de Chow.
Fogo de Sean, they said. That's what it is.
De Sean?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. But I'm like, that's C-H-O.
C-H-A-O.
C-H-A-O. That looked like Chow to me. Not like Sean.
Well, it's like the first time you see the word acai. People, that's trouble.
It don't look like acai. It look like a ka.
Right. I'll never forget this. I went to high school with this girl. And I remember in high school, you do like reading out loud, like everybody would read a chapter or whatever. She pronounced chaos, the word C-H-A-O-S, chaos, as chachos.
Chachos.
I've never forgotten that in my life.
Well, I had this girl call me brain all the time. So brain. She say, and brain, what do you think? I'm like, who are you talking to? She said, your name? I'm like, no, my name's Brian. I mean, not Brain. She said, well, B-R-I-A-N.
She might have had a little dyslexia.
No, right? She spelled it. B-R-I-A-N. I'm like, not Brain. It's Brian.
I think we should start calling you Brain. I think I think Brain would work.
I normally throw stuff at people that call me Brain.
All right, I'm going to get back to these phones. Who's one on hold a long time? Eli's in D.C. Elijah, what's up, dude?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call, man.
What's happening, man?
That's, man, I'm doing pretty good, B. Mitch. I'm happy for my squad, man. I think the DQ effect of him spending more time with the defense, I don't know. I'm not around the facility, what his responsibilities look like trying to, you know, be the head coach. So him spending more time, it just seems like they're responding and they're moving around with objectives. They're not just running around out of place. They're running around and they're getting to spots. It was cool to see guys, more than one guy making the tackle. Guys was in their spots. There's so much that goes on. I think Belichick, you know, talked about sometimes with guys, they just because you're a good soldier don't mean you're gonna be a good general. And there are things that Joe Witt may be doing that we can't even see with the organizations of certain things that the defense needs. And it kind of made me think of the time at Dallas. I know as Commanders fans, we don't want to think about nothing about Dallas. But the thumbprint and the fingerprint can't be ignored. And to see certain things that he was able to do, it reminded me of his time in Dallas. Just they were stingy on the back end, certain things they were doing. They had, I don't know if who was responsibility, but anyway, Wagner getting 55 in the passing window. There's certain things and tendencies that they just, that they didn't do. And Von Miller comes on every week saying how this isn't a coaching thing. And it was cool to just see consistently he says that and to kind of step back and observe and see Cliff calling the game how he called it and DQ called his game. It's like, you know, it was cool to really see that they're using the roster correctly with the offense. I think they have guys who excel horizontally. Now, having Terry on the field, you're going to have a vertical option that you just can't ignore. However, Debo, I think he's great, and so is Zach Ertz in this time, catching that ball over the shoulder, going to that sideline. And I think, man, if they built in to continue with the play action and some other things, that they could have some success. And they're doing everything I wanted to see during this time. You want to see competitive NFL team win or loss, you want to feel like they deserve to be on the squad. They deserve to be that they spent the time being, you know, preparing. So when you cut on your TV, it's like, okay, that regardless, I saw what I wanted to see. So it's cool to see them. I'm curious, B. Mitch, what you think about this running back room moving forward, because I like them, man. And I think if they could maybe add something there, I like the rotation. It's almost like when they needed a switch, they got to the switch. I think Bill, it was good when they put him in. Everybody just seemed like they just was where they were supposed to be. Nobody had to do too much. Everybody was able to play within their ability. And I don't think we've been able to see that this year. Everybody just able to play within game and what they're being asked to do. Everybody talk about simplifying things. I know y'all cut me. Simplifying stuff, but I think they was right in the pocket. And overall, I think that's the best they've looked since, like, the Chiefs game. They gave you a quarter, but they or half. But this time, I think they gave you a full game.
Yeah.
And it just makes you think if they can have more time to prepare, and those injuries really set them back. But to see them adjust, because that's what good teams and good coaches do, they adjust. So to see them adjust is what I'm really most proud about the team, and I can move forward into the offseason feeling like, man, just give my opportunity to retool, man. They'd be all right. They'd be back.
Appreciate you, Elijah. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate you, man.
Peace. I like the running back room. I just think we got to use them more. I don't think 21, 22 carries is enough for the three running backs. And I think we don't have to predict when we're going to use them. You know, it seems like first half, you come out there with Chris, then you start, I'm going to use Bill in the second. What if Chris already, if he's cooking, let him keep cooking.
21 carries to the backs versus 50 pass attempts for Marcus.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. We're going around the NFL at 1 o'clock. If you're on hold, stay there.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
B, did you see our boy Nucci had Patti LaBelle on the porch?
Yeah.
Pretty damn cool.
I'm kind of mad Nucci didn't call me because I love Patti LaBelle.
I will pass that along.
I got a chance to meet her when I was in Philly playing, and I love me some Patti.
I love that.
Yes, indeed.
Now, I did want to ask you something. Now, you were down in North Carolina over the weekend, had a pleasant time with the grandkids and all your kids down there.
Yep.
Now, we did Thanksgiving at Lou and Joyce's, had a very nice time.
Did you get in any trouble for all the trash you talked?
I did not. The food was fantastic.
Nobody heard it?
I guess not. Nobody's listening that Wednesday before Thanksgiving, I guess.
I'm going to have to tell them when I see them know what you said.
Joyce was aware, but Joyce... Again, I'm not sure she disagrees with my concept anyway. Conceptually, she might agree. We had
you
nice talked
trash about her too, though.
No, I didn't.
You did.
I'm
say
smart enough
like
about
Joyce.
That. No, I'm saying it'd be nice if we could start things earlier. And it's not has nothing to do with her. It's her grandchildren. Mm. Speaking of her grandchildren, Lauren and I and the girls drove to the beach Friday morning. It was cold up there. Friday was too cold because it was super windy.
Yeah.
Saturday, though, the sun was shining, Brian.
Still was cold.
And we were at the beach.
Yeah, y'all were dressed like y'all had the snowball fight.
You know what I do when I'm at the beach? If I see a large body of water, I'm jumping in that thing. Just
did
like
you?
I did in Lake
you
Erie.
You jumped in the water.
Oh, yeah. You didn't see the video?
Mm-mm.
I thought for sure you would text me.
Now, if I saw you jump in the water, I would say, dog, you don't think. It's 41 degrees.
41 degrees outside.
Hold on.
The water was a balmy 50.
You know what, though? You should be in jail for making the kids jump in the water.
They wanted to, dude.
Nah, man. Sometimes you got to tell kids don't do some things.
They were into it.
Yeah, I see that they didn't let it go above their knees.
Refreshing is how I would describe the water.
50-degree water is not very, very warm, dog.
We might go back down between Christmas and New Year's, somewhere in there. You want to come and jump in the water?
No, I'm not doing it.
Why not?
Because I'm not.
You like a cold plunge, a cryo, and all that?
Hey, that's a cold plunge.
Was a cold plunge.
Yeah, but then I get out of a cold plunge and I'm in a warm room. You get out that damn water, you still out the cold.
So I had a good system. I had a towel. The girls, we all had towels ready. You immediately dry off, throw on a hoodie, back to the house, hot shower.
Yeah, yeah. How far is the house?
Like a 5-minute walk.
Yeah, that's too far.
Landfill, would you be interested in jumping in the ocean?
Hell no. Are you crazy?
It was great, dude.
Bro, you should get a hot tub, not a 40-degree ocean.
Yeah,
the
JP.
The ocean was 50. The weather was 40.
That's not better, because you got to get out of the water, and then you're wet, and you got to run across the beach.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
There were other people on the beach looking at us like, what are they?
Beaches are windy.
Yeah. There were other people on the beach saying, y'all, these people crazy. And they say, he know he should be in trouble. He should go to jail for making those kids do that.
They wanted to.
No.
Like they were excited.
You got to know when to say, baby, no, not yet. Got to grow
a little
longer.
They didn't even go all the way in.
Oh, I know. They were smart. They got in there. They say, oh, Lord.
Because they realized it was a bad idea.
When they hit
idea.
The water, they say, dad's stupid. Let's get the hell out of this water.
Did you see the video, Landfill?
I did, yeah.
Were you impressed?
No.
How's my dad bod looking?
I mean, that's just remarkably dumb.
It's good for you.
Remarkably.
That's how people in Sweden live so long. They jump in cold-ass water.
I think it's saunas.
Yeah, you need both. You need hot and cold.
Who do that?
The Swedes.
They jump in cold water?
I think they do.
That's what you say.
Plus, they got the meatballs.
The meatballs. They eat a lot of fish. They sleep.
Lingonberry.
I don't know what lingonberry is, but apparently that's involved.
You just add up whatever you
Landfill
hear, right?
Landfill said lingonberry. Landfill, what is
it? Landfill tell you wrong stuff most times.
I'm not familiar with lingonberries.
It's a berry. And it's lingon.
What does it taste like?
He don't have
I don't
a
know.
It's a plant, apparently.
Yeah.
Berries
grow on plants.
Tart red berries that grow in northern regions, used in jams, juices, and baked goods. Maybe we need some lingonberries. Kind of.
They eat them with the meatballs.
Do Swedish people jump in cold water? I think they do. And I think people in Sweden live the longest.
They just have nothing to worry about there.
I'm sure
they don't have a lot of stress.
Savannah's telling us it's Norway that does the cold water plunges.
Thank you.
That's Savannah. Not Sweden.
They're across the sea.
It's still not Swedes.
According to AI, many Swedish people jump in cold water, both as part of their cultural
AI lies a lot. I found out later, AI lies a lot.
They got awesome death metal up there.
My man.
Yeah.
I bet.
Why they jump in the cold plunge.
Sav J, would you have jumped in the ocean this weekend? It felt great.
So my husband and I are leaving for Norway on Saturday.
Let's
and
go.
We're going to do like a spa there where you jump in the water, the Arctic Ocean. You jump in and
jump
then
in
you
the
go,
Arctic Ocean.
You jump in the Arctic and then you go right into a sauna and you're supposed to plunge like 5 or 6 times over an hour. It's really good for you. So we're going to do it on our trip.
Would you be interested in that on vacation, Brian?
On vacation in a controlled little area? Yes. Out in the beach? No.
What is the temperature in the Arctic right now? The Atlantic was 50. All right, man. The Arctic's got to be 35.
Not looked at what the water temperature is, but it's like 20 degrees there. We're going to like Tromsø, Norway, so it's way up in the Arctic. It's going to be chilly, but it's supposed to be really good for you, so we're going to try it out.
I will say jumping in the ocean in Delaware, I felt fantastic.
Let me ask you a question.
I've worked out coming out of it. You get like natural endorphins or whatever.
She and her husband. Where was Lauren?
Not interested.
Smart woman.
Lauren was not interested.
And this is something that you're in a nice little environment. What, you're going to do this? Yeah. Not just to go outside and jump in the ocean. That's why the other people are looking like, this dude's crazy as hell.
The Arctic Ocean, now, it certainly depends where you jump in, but it looks like...
It might be frozen.
The warmest place in the Arctic right now is somewhere called Kirkenes, and it's 6.5 degrees Celsius.
Nah.
So that's about 40 degrees.
It's Tromsø, Tromso. Look up what the water temp is there, just for fun.
Tromsø water temperature. Okay, let's see. Ooh, they spell Tromso, the O, as one of those lines through it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to. So it looks like 3 to 4 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, in the 30s.
Yeah, so 38 degree water.
Okay.
That's cold, dude.
That's going to be cold.
Do you try to stay in? But, I mean, when you get in these cold plunges at the gym, it's 46 degree water. People stay in that 5-7 minutes.
I don't go in cold plunges in the gym, especially at a gym with many people there. We don't know what's going on in that water.
You should jump in the ocean. It's much larger.
Cryotherapy.
The ocean's so large, Brian.
3 minutes.
Well, why don't you go with Savannah and her husband to Tromso?
No, she don't want me there.
I think she'd love
her husband. Like, I don't want Brian with us.
We would love to have you. You're more than welcome to join.
I'm going
to
be there in spirit.
Be Savannah and her husband in the sauna. I was sweating it out.
See, Savannah, I was at the cryotherapy, and that thing said -250. 3 minutes in. Out.
So if you're doing that, I don't think you should call me crazy for jumping in the ocean.
Yeah, just going outside, jumping in the ocean. I do mine, like I said, when I walk out of that cryotherapy, it's 70, 72, 74 degrees right there.
We're going around the NFL next.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.